This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser worries that federal courts could overturn some of Colorado's gun safety laws following a U.S. Supreme Court ruling striking down a state law in New York.
In Colorado, we have continued to pass gun safety measures, most recently a red flag law. There are people who want to attack our gun safety protections, like our unflag law, and they will seek to use the latest Second Amendment decision as a source of their legal attacks. I'm going to defend gun safety protections like our red flag law, like our background check law.
Weiser spoke to Colorado Matters. Already, gun rights groups are suing the town of Superior over its gun ordinance. More people from Denver, El Paso, and Adams County are serving time in state prisons than anywhere else in the state. The numbers are disproportionate to their populations. CPR's Allison Sherry has more of the findings from an advocacy group.
Researchers found the five most populous counties in the state, El Paso, Denver, Arapahoe, Jefferson, and Adams, are home to more than 65% of the state's imprisoned population, but only have 55% of the state's total population. Researchers also found Alamosa, Pueblo, and Bent counties had a dramatically high and disproportionate number of residents in state prisons. Advocates say the United States has the world's largest mass incarceration problem, and policing changes and community supports are needed to turn the trend around. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado Avalanche General Manager Joe Sakic is the NHL's GM of the Year. The Avs won the Hockey Championship and the Stanley Cup 2 weeks ago. Sakic became GM in 2014. He's credited with making many of the roster decisions that helped build this year's championship team. Sakic is a former player who led the Avs to two championships as team captain in 1996 and 2001. Along the Front Range today, highs in the mid-90s and getting hotter tomorrow. Grand Junction 96 this afternoon. In the mountains, highs in the 70s. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.